Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Tell Them Ministries on the radio. I am your host, Apostle Gloria Hawkins. How is everyone today? I pray that all is well and everyone is as blessed and know that they're blessed, because God promises that we would be blessed and that we are blessed and highly favored. I thank God for each of you who have called in on the line, for those that may be listening by internet. God bless you. God bless you. I thank you that you did not consider it robbery to join me this morning. And let's open up with prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you this morning. We give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. We exalt you on this day that we've never seen before, for we know that your mercies are new every morning. Father, we say thank you for your Son. We thank you for the opportunity to have the air in our lungs. We thank you for the opportunity to have vision. God, we exalt you today, and we ask right now that you bless all of those that we come in contact with today. Father, I ask right now that it be less of me and more of you. Actually, let there be none of me and all of you. I pray for your people. I pray for those that we come in contact with, that as we go forth, that we are able to show the love of Christ and be mindful that love covers a multitude of sin. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for calling in. If you would like to join in the conversation, and I ask that you do, press 1 and I can bring you live, and we can have a two-way conversation. If you're on the internet, again, I say welcome to you, and God bless each of you. As some of you know, this is about who are you serving? The question comes about because what I'm finding in everyday life, whether it be just in my businesses or whether it's in ministry or in my home or just in conversation with people, I'm hearing so much division within a person, not really knowing and being specific as to who they are serving. You know, the word says that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. And I'm hearing and seeing so much of the double-mindedness in the earth. And, you know, we see so much on TV. We see Facebook, Instagram, all of the media outlets. We are seeing people, and they're talking about, one minute they're talking about God and how good God is, and the next minute they've got every explicative that they have in their vocabulary, and they're blasting someone, or they're putting out perversion, they're putting out a lot of stuff, and I'm just looking at it like, okay, what are you talking about? You know, either you're going to be hot or cold, because the Lord said, either choose you to be hot or cold, because if you lukewarm, he's going to spew you out. If you can't make up your mind who you are serving, you are lukewarm. There's no need for anybody to say anything different. It's time out for us pacifying and coddling people in their sin, people in their wrong. Yes, we all have issues. Yes, we all go through something. You know, we have broken areas in our life, and, you know, being leaders, being men and women of God who are talking about kingdom and kingdom dynamics and being aligned with God and his purpose and his plan. How can you be talking kingdom and God and you're still spewing out evil words against the brethren? How can you continue to bring discord in the body? I'm not understanding that. I'm having a problem with that. And I'm asking God to help me with that because he said, judge not, or be ye judged by the same measure. We can judge the sin, and that's what we need to start doing. We need to start being very bold about right and wrong. This is not to judge anyone. But if you know that that stove is hot and you don't tell me and I get burned, who does that responsibility fall upon? Me? I didn't know it was hot. You knew it was hot. But you didn't take it upon yourself to care about me or love me enough to say, hey, sis, that stove is hot. Hey, sis, you're going to get hit by the bus if you don't walk out into the street. Hey, sis, you're going to go to hell if you don't repent. We're so busy cuddling and pacifying so many people and so many things, and we're going to be held accountable for this. We're going to be held. We don't want their blood on our hands, and we must make up our mind what we're going to do. Now, this is not, we had a discussion on yesterday about seeing someone else's brokenness. Yes, we know people they're living in dysfunction. We know people are broken. We know people who are leading and bleeding at the same time. We know people who are double-minded. We know all of these things. How much accountability is it upon us that when we see these things that we take action? We're hearing constantly about being activated, activating the gift, activating the office, activating the anointing, but when are we going to be activated? When you look at military terms, you see that they operate with prepared readiness. They're prepared readiness. What is that saying? That's saying that they're always ready because they're always preparing to be ready. If we are operating in the army of the Lord and we're not prepared and ready, we're going to lose a lot of people. We're going to miss out on a lot of things because we wait until it happens and then we try to get it together. Well, by that time, someone could have drowned in their sorrow. Someone could have drowned in their fears and their tears. Someone could have committed suicide. Someone could have walked away from their family. Someone could have walked away from God while we try to prepare and be ready. And then we say, well, I'll be ready for the next one. We must be more diligent about being ready. We must be more diligent about deciding who we will serve. I can't serve two masters. I can't serve God and mammon. I can't serve being double-minded. I have to make a choice. We must make a choice in the body, in life. We choose to sin. We choose to lie. We choose to treat. We choose to commit adultery. It's a choice. God gave us a free will to choose between right and wrong. He gave us the opportunity to choose between going left or right. The word of God says, and if it seems evil unto you, the Lord chose you this, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods which of your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that comes from Joshua 24:15. And when you look at that, are we going to serve the God of our fathers, those that came before us? Are we going to serve the God of this world? Or are we going to serve the God Almighty, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, choose who you will serve. Because you have to make up your mind. You cannot continue to just decide, oh, I'm just going to lay out here in the middle, in the kiddie pool. I'm not going out in the deep. I'm not going out and just chill. I'm just going to make myself comfortable right here. Now, that particular scripture is a part of Joshua's closing testimony, demonstrates that he is yet faithful to his divine call and his charge. We are charged to serve God. We've been blessed with the opportunity to serve God. We've been chosen a royal priesthood. We hear all the time that many are called, but few are chosen. The ones that are chosen are the ones that chose to endure, those that chose to go through, those that chose, I've decided to follow Jesus. I've made up my mind. I'm making a conscientious decision to follow God. I'm making a decision to serve him. Now, when you look at that, as for me and my house, what is your house? Is it the church house that he's referring to? Is it the house in which you live in that he's referring to? Or is he talking about that temple? That house that you walk around with all the time. Either way, whichever one you want to look at, it incorporates everything. The whole being, the whole, that whole sphere, that whole house. As for me, and he's making a declaration right here, as for me and my house. There's me and those connected to me, those that are walking with me, those that sit, eat, sleep with me, those that serve with me. We choose to serve God. We choose to serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Moses. That's who he's saying he's going to serve. It doesn't matter what Pharaoh may have to offer. It doesn't matter what the government may have to offer. It doesn't matter what the state may have to offer. It doesn't matter what that rich man may have to offer. I choose to serve God. On the mountain, when Satan took Jesus up, he said, if you bow down and serve me, I will give you all of this. Jesus made a choice. He was tempted with that. Serve me, bow down to Baal, and I'll give you this. Sell your soul to the devil, and he promising you all of this. Lie, cheat, and steal. Sow to the flesh. Feed the flesh everything it wants, the perversion, the lust, the lewdness, the lasciviousness. Sow all of that. Just get all of that in your system. What is the cost to do that? We have to stop just looking at everything on the surface and digging deep. We must go deeper in order that we go higher. If we continue to deal with the surface dirt, we're not getting anywhere. Because there's so much more, the deeper you go in the dirt, the nutrients, the stability. That's how plants are fed, is being planted in the deep. The word says that we should be planted as trees planted by the rivers of living water. You're planted deep, and you're beside the river of living water, so you're going to get the nutrition you need. You're going to get the water you need, and you're going to be great. When you look into the New Testament, it goes on, and you look at Matthew 24. You cannot serve God and mammon. What is mammon? We hear that, mammon. We've heard it, it's been preached, but what is mammon? What does it mean to say you can't choose God and mammon? You can't choose God and the world. You can't serve God and material wealth and possessions. You can't choose God and this. You have to make a choice. Am I going to serve and search out for wealth? Am I going to serve to have the finest car, the finest house, the finest clothes, the shoes, eat the greatest food? But we have to be mindful, because when you look up the definition of mammon, it says mammon is material wealth or possessions, especially as having a debasing influence. What is debasing? Okay. I looked that up too. Debasing is to lower in status, esteem, and quality or character, to reduce the intrinsic value. When you look at a coin, increases the base metal of the content. It reduces the value of it. So when you're deciding to serve mammon, you are decreasing your value. You're decreasing your character. You're decreasing your witness. You're double-minded. You end up of low esteem. There is no quality to you, because you watered yourself down because you're chasing after stuff instead of chasing after God. When you do that, we talk about contaminants in the water. That's what you do when you're serving mammon. You allow contamination to come in and contaminate your witness. You've allowed it to come in and pollute the water. The word says rivers of living water will flow from us. But when we're operating and we're serving mammon, we have allowed contaminants, we've allowed the pollutants to come into our water. So when we give it out, we're giving out dirty water, and nobody wants to drink dirty water. You know, we're preparing a meal and we're putting it on a dirty plate. Nobody wants to eat that. You're giving them a glass of water. Not only is the water dirty, but the glass is dirty. I want each and every one of you, take a look at yourself. Are you trying to serve God and people with a dirty glass? A dirty fork or a spoon. We go to a restaurant and we want to eat. So many people will wipe their utensils off. They'll look at the glass and the water. And if you just, it's a clear glass and you look and you see all of these particles floating around in it, you're not going to drink that. So if we're supposed to be walking and going forth as with rivers of living water flowing out of us, are people seeing the pollutants in our water? Because we decided, oh, I'm going to go over here and I'm going to go to the club and I'm going to drop it like it's hot, but I'm going to get on the choir on Sunday morning. Or are we going to be that leader that's peeping out that man or woman that's sitting out in the congregation, and in their mind you thinking about getting with them because you want to commit adultery, or you want to commit fornication, or you want to live a double lifestyle, but you still want to get up and talk about the gospel? You want to serve your flesh and serve God. Choose ye this day whom you will serve, because at the rate you're going to bust hell wide open. We cannot keep doing this, and this is what we're teaching our children. Oh, you all right, go ahead and sow your wild oats, and when God ready for you to come in, he'll bring you in. Don't do that, because you just might be rolling them down the aisle. You just might be visiting them in prison, or you might be sitting at their bedside in a hospital. We have playing games with people. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. We've heard it. Oh, going to church serving God is hard. No, it's not. When you surrender unto him, it's not hard. He said, my burden is light, my yoke is easy. When you try to do it out of your own self out of your own thinking, out of your own mind, and doing it based on what somebody else has told you, then it very well may be hard. But when you sit down and you study the word, study to show thyself approved, rightly divide the word. When you sit and you listen to what the Holy Spirit has to tell you, listen to what God is leading you to do, knowing who you are in Him, you don't hear a prince or a king talking about it's hard to be royalty. You don't hear them. Yes, they have the charge of the country, but you don't hear them talking about, oh, it's hard. It's so hard being a royal priesthood. It's so hard being a king. It's so hard. They live in the lavish lifestyle because of the benefits of their father or their generations before them establishing a standard of living, a standard of life, a way of life that they become accustomed to, that they don't squander. Some of them do, but people don't squander, and they're not pecking on the ground with the chickens. They're flying high with the eagles. When are we going to stop pecking around on the ground and decide to fly high? He tells us in the scripture, mount up with wings as eagles. Eagles soar high. They soar above the storm. They have an eagle-eye view. Why? They can be so high up, but they can see whatever it is they need to see on the ground, whatever food that they need, and they swoop in and get it and go right on back up. They don't lay down there in the gutter. They don't rummage in the trash. Because they know who they are. We say, we hear the quotes, we're king's kids, we're a royal priesthood, I'm a child of the king, I'm a daughter of the king, my daddy is king. But you squandering and you dumpster diving. You dumpster diving. You looking for somebody else's trash to try to make it your treasure. You looking for whatever somebody else tossed out to see if you can use it for yourself because you're not willing to put in the work to seek out the benefits of God. You're not willing to put in the work to change from your wicked ways. You still want to do your dirt and put on a clean outfit. There's nothing worse than somebody who has not washed their body and then want to turn around and put on clean clothes. You're trying to cover up your dirt. You don't want people to really see that you're double-minded, that you're trying to serve two masters. You don't really want people to see it, but it's obvious because your hands are dirty. You have a body odor. You stink. There's a stench. And people are looking at you. How can somebody be so well dressed and smell so bad? That will be another topic that we look at some point. Are you a stench in the nostrils of God? That's something for us all to think about. But today we're talking about serving two masters. God gives us everything we need pertaining to life. He's given us promises. His word says, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Now we look at people that are having babies. They prepare for that baby before it ever gets here. They get the nursery together. They get the Pampers and the milk. The mother is going for medical visits. You know, the family, they're getting ready for the baby shower because the baby is on its way. Why don't we believe and know that before God even created us in our mother's womb, He had already prepared the nursery where we were going to be, where we were going to grow. And He was going to make sure that we had everything we need so that we could grow properly, that we could grow strong, that we could grow to know who we are in Him. He's already made the way for us. Somewhere someone may have dropped the ball. Somewhere we may have forgotten. And we said, well, I'm going to just be out here for a little while, and then I'm going to get myself right. When I get myself right, I'll go to church. When I get myself right, I'll turn to God. You can't get yourself right. I know some, most of you probably have seen the movie Life with Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy, and there was one gentleman on there, and his name was Can't Get Right. I'm telling you that. You can't get right. You got to make a choice to get right. Follow the instructions to get right. But you got to go to God to get right. You got to seek him out. You got to talk to him. You got to listen to him. You got to spend some time in worship, some time in prayer, some time reading his word. Because if you don't, the devourer is waiting on you. He's waiting on you. And then you want to go and play in his landfill? You want to play in his minefield? You're just waiting for stuff to blow up? Why is it we've got to get to a place of desperation, to almost being completely destitute before we decide to come to God? I found the Lord. Wait a minute, when was God lost? When was Jesus lost? I found the Lord. You ain't find him. He was never lost. But even in your sin, even in your mess, that shows you how much God loves us, because he never threw us away. He gave us the opportunity to have a conscious make a conscious decision to choose ye this day who we were going to serve. And not just with lip service. I've decided to follow Jesus. I've made a wholehearted decision that I will serve the Lord and not mammon. I will not have two masters. I pray today that we all be mindful to choose ye this day who we will serve, that as for we and our houses, we will serve the Lord. My time is almost up. I thank each and every one of my callers who have been on the line with me this morning. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I pray that you tell someone about Tell Them Ministries on the radio and the broadcast. I pray that you take this word for yourself and just chew on it a little bit. I pray that you look at it. If you would like to reach out to myself or Tell Them Ministries, you can find both on Facebook, Gloria Hawkins at Facebook.com, Tell Them Ministries on Facebook, as well as TellThemMinistries.com. We are out of time this morning, but I pray that God bless you. I overran. I apologize to my callers. I'm unable to bring anyone on. We're looking at less than a minute. But I pray that, again, if you would like to reach out to me, reach out to me on Facebook. Direct message me, that we can maybe continue the conversation. If you're interested in a speaking engagement for myself or Tell Them Ministries to come and be of service to you, there is information on the website where you can also reach out to us. If you have a desired prayer, direct message me. I am associated, I'm connected with a powerful group of intercessors who love the Lord, who listen to the Lord. They serve one master. They're not serving mammon. They're not playing around in the field. They're strictly about God's business. Know that I love you. Know that I pray for you. And I pray that God's blessings will shine upon you this day and every day. God bless you. God bless you. And again, thank you for joining Tell Them Ministries on the radio. God bless you. Bye-bye.